Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because our good buddy Nell Merlino is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Nell is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's a co-founder and CEO of Count Me In, and she's been helping small business owners, especially women, put their best foot forward in the marketplace for a long time. Nobody works harder at it than Nell does, and nobody, pound for pound, nobody accomplishes more doing that than she does, and that's the reason why we're so proud of her, and why we're always happy to have her tell her story and the story of her charges on our show. Nell Merlino, welcome back, and Happy New Year.
Oh, and Happy New Year to you, Jim. I'm so glad to be with you again. I enjoy this every time I do it.
Well, we enjoy having you here, too. You know, I was just looking back. I know you've been with me 5 years, and I think maybe one or two more than that. I'll have to go back.
I think so, because, you know, I had a wonderful call from Monica Luchterfeld at Office Depot the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
how's she doing?
I was reminded of how long I've known her and how long I've known you. It's,
right.
It's 8, 9 years now.
Yeah, I think so. I think probably
yeah.
So. Absolutely. Yeah, probably
yeah.
Right. I'd forgotten that it went back that far. But anyway,
yeah.
we're glad we're still hanging in there with each other, and I'm glad that you're still doing what you're doing. I'm proud of what you're doing. I want you to tell the audience a little bit about Count Me In.
Well, Count Me In is the leading national not-for-profit organization that provides business resources both online and at live events to women who are growing their businesses from micro to million-dollar businesses. And we just continue to have so much success with it. Even in this tough economy, I get emails every week from women who have hit the million-dollar mark or are hiring 2, 3, 4 new employees.
How many women have you helped? Have you talked about
that? Thousands at this point. I mean,
and you know,
when we
first met you,
yeah.
The first time you were on my show,
yeah.
Way back, I think it was just barely much more than a gleam in your eye.
Oh yeah, no, it's.
I'm not sure you'd actually made your first transaction yet. When
oh
we first
no,
met.
No, we hadn't. No, we
yeah.
have. We have over 70,000 women in our online community, and we're about to start something that's going to just be something that's available to so many more women. Because, as you know, we were doing these competitions in, you know, cities around the country,
right.
And we're now making it so everyone can enter the competition. You can pick a goal of hitting 250,000 in revenue, 500, and a million.
Mm-hmm.
And because in these challenging times, the most important thing is to have a goal and to have a community of people who you're going to, you know, work with, and everybody's going to pay attention to each other in a helpful way, and get through this and grow our businesses at the same time, because that's what we have experienced over the past couple of months. We've been working very hard to be certainly get noticed by the new administration in Washington, because as we all know, they're doing an awful lot with that stimulus package,
right,
and we want
right.
to make sure small businesses are included in a big way.
Exactly.
In fact, I've got something.
Have
in
you met
Post.
Have you met Karen Mills? Do you know who she is? Have you met her yet?
I have not met her yet. I'm.
That's,
you know,
I'm talking about the incoming or the proposed. SBA administrator.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I heard this week that she may be approved as early as next week.
I hope so, because the SBA needs a lot of help, and she sounds like she's got great experience. I know her company. I've actually spoken on panels. I spoke on a panel in France with Molly Ashby, the woman who now runs the company, the
mm-hmm.
venture capital company that she
right.
started. So I am aware of the great things that she's done. I mean,
did I understand that Karen Mills' family is the Tootsie Roll family?
I don't know that.
I was told that recently. I need to re-verify that.
I was told that. Pulled out a few of my fillings, that's for sure.
The reason that's good is because of the, you know, she's comes from a her D in her DNA is payroll making DNA. She knows what it's like to make payroll. You know, she's got that background. But anyway, that's good. And the news I've heard from people deep inside some of the old heads at SBA, who've talked to people who know her pretty well, people they respect, say that they think she's going to do a real good job there.
I think she will do a good job. I mean, I know some of the products that have come out of that company that they've, as a VC company they've worked with, and one of them is that wonderful Annie's Organic, you know, mac and cheese, which is just a wonderful company that they helped a woman, you know, grow to, I mean, a multi-million dollar company. So they get, I mean, that was a business that started in somebody's kitchen. And they understand all those steps. So I'm looking forward to working with her. But this race that we're running,
Don't just drop into it because we need to tell them this is called the Make Mine a Million Race, right?
Make Mine a Million Race. It is
tell them what it is.
Year-long business growth marathon. You're going to go. Our new website launches January 27th, but you could sign up today if you want. It's at makemineamillion.org, and you're going to answer some questions so that we understand exactly where you are with your business, so that we can then start referring you to resources right away. We're having our first national event in April, but we are going to be moving around the country at Sam's Clubs, having smaller events, so that you can both work with us online and in person, and set a goal. And we're going to have prizes at every event so you can win coaching. Dell is giving these wonderful $1,000 shopping sprees as prizes.
Wow.
So that we can take you through what, because doing this alone right now is just, it's hard. And as much as a lot of us, you know, want to be as independent as possible, you need peers, friends, mentors, experts to help us all figure out what's going on in this.
We're all in this together.
How to make money.
We're all in this together. You know, in 1999, I started telling my audience that the three things we were going to all have to get better at in the 21st century was leveraging technology, networking, and developing strategic alliances. And that's come to pass, hasn't it?
It really has, because I have been in gatherings of women who are already part of Make Mine a Million, and people come in thinking they've got an unsolvable problem, and it's 15 minutes.
Somebody's worked it out for them.
Hold
on to that thought now. Nell Merlino, ladies and gentlemen, we come back. I'm going to get Nell to give us her thoughts on the economy, what she thinks we need to do to work that out. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. From there, you can find my blog, which we update all the time. I'm posting something there just about every day. And also, you can check out my knowledge base while you're at that site. You can click over to there. And you can also check out the archives, thousands of archives arranged in categories. That's kind of pretty much anything that might be on your mind. And something we've interviewed someone who's offered some outstanding tips on just about everything you can think of. Also, articles, thousands of those. And Brain Trust members like our good friend Nell Merlino, we have them arranged to make them the so they can help you. In categories, as I say, and also alphabetically. So check all that out. It's all there for you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Nell Merlino is our guest, as I said. She's the co-founder and CEO of Count Me In. And now, originally, was it originally Make Mine a Million?
No, it was originally Count Me In. Make Mine a Million is a program of Count Me In.
That's what it is, yeah.
And Make Money Million just appeals to people. Count Me In, yeah, like, you know, the organization, and Make Money Million is our signature program, because that's what a lot of business owners want to do. They want to get to $1 million, hire enough people,
right,
so that they can do all the things they want to do in their business and in their lives. That's what
after all these years and when billions and billions and trillions and stuff like that, $1 million is still a big deal to small business owners. Doesn't that make us kind of endearing? Isn't that kind of cute now that we still think $1 million is cool?
I actually think it is that attitude that's going to save this economy.
Oh, there's no question about it.
I am so convinced that where the jobs are going to come from and where the new ideas and the innovation are going to come from are small business owners who are,
yep,
up against the wall right now, who have,
yep,
got to use their best thinking, reach out to the circle of people they trust, and figure out how to grow their business, because that is what we're doing. It is,
well,
and it's working. I mean, that's the thing.
It does work.
You got,
and we don't ask the government for any help either. You know, I've been saying for a long time now, for over a year now, that small businesses didn't get us into this mess, but small business will lead us out of this mess.
I blog now 4 days a week for Reader's Digest, so I'm on the Your America page. Maybe there's some way we can link those up, because I have been talking about this for months. Women particularly, because we have kept our businesses pretty small in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time. You want to help your community, you want to help your country, you want to help the new president, grow your business.
Right. And you know, Nell, something else, you're probably, I bet you'll agree with me on this. I've said this on the show recently, the times when I've been the most creative have been the times when I was just a little bit fearful, when I was a little
Absolutely.
Bit, you called it up against it, and that's a good way to say it.
Yep.
When I've been the most up against it have been the times when I've been the most creative, the most innovative, and where some of my best ideas have come from.
That is what I'm seeing. I am seeing that. I get emails from women in California, in Florida, in St. Louis, in, you know, Texas. They are closely watching the needs of their customers. They're in close,
yep,
touch with their customers.
Mm-hmm.
They're
not wasting any money.
Their customers what they need.
Yep.
And they are, you know, putting financing together in very creative ways, reaching out to community banks. It's a very interesting time to be in business. I would say if you're in it and you love it, things are going to go well for you if you got to keep talking to people. The minute you have a problem, reach out.
Don't be a caveman. You can't be a caveman this time.
You cannot be a caveman right now, that is for sure, or a cave woman either. but I am encouraged. I would say that to anyone who's listening, that whatever problem you have in your business or whatever challenge, thousands of other people have it. There's a solution to it. And if we keep talking about it, you know, on shows like this, on blogs like yours, we will solve them, and people are aware. Someone's finally figured out that we got out of the last recession because small businesses created 3
That's
million
right.
jobs.
Yeah.
I've been seeing that written now for the past week, and I've been saying for months, I actually presented to the Obama transition team before Christmas, and we laid out how women business owners could create 500,000 of those 2.5 million jobs he was looking for at that point,
mm-hmm.
that we could create 500,000 jobs, and they sure paid attention.
Good for you. Well done.
Yes, sir.
I'm so proud of you. Now, before we go, we got about a minute, less than a minute, actually. Run us quickly through the million race, Make Mine a Million race.
Okay. It starts officially January 27th. You can sign up on MakeMineAMillion.org. You will get a...
Just for women, though, right? It's
just
for women?
Just for women. Just for women at this point. Want to see how it works for the girls, because we're behind. We're behind
right.
in terms of our revenue numbers.
Okay.
And we want to get up there with the fellas. And when we pull our numbers up, we'll race with men and women together.
All right.
But it...
MakeMineAMillion.com?
MakeMineAMillion.org.
.org.
MakeMineAMillion.org.
Okay.
Go check it out. Brand new website. We are connecting you to every possible resource we
Lots
know of.
Lots of good stuff there, folks. And,
okay.
and we'll feature that. We'll feature that on our website this week. Now,
Excellent.
By the way.
Okay.
Hey, Nell, thanks for all that you do for everybody. I appreciate it.
All right, and I hope to see you soon, Jim.
Well, I do, too. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Nell. Nell Merlino, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend and outstanding person working for small businesses everywhere. Couldn't do without her. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.